The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get started with the meditation together? If you like, you can have a little group look at the group of people that we'll be sitting with, and then kind of keep that in mind as your sangha for today. And then settling in for the meditation. So gently allowing the eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. Maybe taking a couple of long, slow, deep breaths, and then on the exhale, letting the body soften. Just release any obvious areas of tension. And touching into the places where you're sitting, so your seat against the chair or the cushion, your legs or feet against the floor. Maybe your hands are against your legs or touching each other. Just these simple contact points can help orient the mind. And softening throughout the body. So softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Any tension that might be in the jaw or the throat. Down through the shoulders. In the arms, just letting those hang from the body. Maybe imagining the shoulder blades sliding down the back. Inviting ease throughout the torso. Chest, the belly, down through the legs, releasing any bracing, all the way down through the feet. When the body is at least somewhat at ease, it helps the mind to be able to have awareness, mindfulness. So allowing that simple ease of mind to come forth, letting the mind touch into your current experience with openness, curiosity, not wanting it to be any different, just looking around, what's here? And sometimes that's easier for the mind and sometimes a little harder. And that's one more thing that can be noticed. How easy is it to be aware in a simple, open way right now? And sometimes when we look at the mind and look at how awareness is, we see that there is some mood, not just a flickering of an emotion or feeling. There's kind of a flavor to the mind that is influencing how we see. Now, is the mind generally a little irritated right now? Sometimes that can persist for a while. And we may notice that when that's the case, it's more likely that we notice the unpleasant aspects of experience. The state of the mind conditions what we see. And if the mind is generally easeful or content, even happy at this moment, it's also a mood we can carry for a while. We're more likely to see what is pleasant, what is also easeful in our experience. So that's just one more thing to notice about how the mind operates, how our awareness and our state of mind influence the objects and vice versa. It's an interesting exploration. So the invitation is to just be with this body, this mind, the flow of experience as it is. Maybe even just enjoying the ride, noticing how these things connect. Is the mind aware? Perhaps checking in again with the state of ease in the body, general mood of the mind. Has anything shifted from earlier?
Thank you.